In every situation we go through in life,
there
are often two choices of how to respond. We either acknowledge God is in control, or we can believe it's a waste of time to call on God. From experience in my journey of faith and growth, I highly suggest that you call on God.
Yes.
Let that be your choice.
Yes.
I just like the story that we just read in Luke, because to me, each man represented a choice to make. The first man scoffed at Jesus. The second man believed in Jesus. I got two choices. Either I acknowledge God is in control, or believe it's a waste of time to call on God.
Well,
what about you? Like many of our peers, and perhaps some of us present and in the past, we think like the first man. He just could not believe that God is real, or that God is indeed in control, or that it's Jesus. Jesus is God in the flesh. Whatever the case may be, he chose to operate in scornful doubt. This man, the man, let's call him Rufus. Rufus looked at Jesus and challenged him. He challenged him to show off his power by escaping the execution. He basically scoffed at Jesus. Rufus reminds me of many, many, many unbelievers that I have encountered every now and then. In fact, I can almost hear the words there was in the thing Rufus said. Such statements were something like, well, if God is real, why is there so much evil?
All right. That's right. That's right.
If God is love, how come there is so much violence?
All right.
If God is good, why are we suffering? Why bother to pray if I don't see any indication that he is even listening?
Yeah.
Why didn't God prevent that car wreck or that murder? Why?
All right.
Unbelievers or unhappy folks. By the way, let me pause. You can't do nothing with unhappy people. Don't even get into a relationship with the unhappy people.
That's right.
I don't understand it myself until I got deep into my faith walk. Some people really do like being unhappy.
That's right.
I don't know why. I mean, partially it's because they could get what they want from people by being unhappy. So, unbelievers or unhappy saints, base their conviction on circumstances. Furthermore, they often consider the notion of trusting God as rubbish. Did not the ancient text in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, say that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. We got two choices. Either acknowledge God in control or consider it a waste of time to trust God and walk on. The second man, let's call him Bubba. Bubba made a different choice. He chose to believe. Yes, he was at death's door. Yes, he was branded a criminal. Yes, he must have messed up his own life. Yes, he probably wasn't a good man. But guess what? None of us are good.
That's right. That's right. That's right, preacher.
In fact, one scripture said, what is man? M-A-N. What is man that God is mindful of him?
All right.
Another one said, we all come short the glory of God. Now, you find these two scriptures tonight because I forgot where they are in the Bible. So, you find them, meditate on them.
All right.
In spite of all this, Bubba looked at Rufus and basically told him to hush.
Right.
Then he looked at Jesus and asked him, not for a miracle, but simply this. Hey, Lord, remember me. Sometimes in life, you got to mentally tell the circumstances and the naysayers around you to hush, so you will not be distracted from Jesus, the author and the finisher of the faith. Sometimes that's all you can say and do. When life gets so hard and burdensome, you have nothing left in your spirit. No energy, no happiness, no words of faith. The only thing you can do is lift up your head and say, Lord, please remember me. Sometimes you are not going to feel like uttering a long, fancy Baptist church prayer. The only thing you feel like doing and saying is simply this, Lord, remember me. Whatever you are going through in life, you can still look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, as directed in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. I am not sure what exactly compelled Bubba to have faith in Jesus. But one thing for certain, his faith was enough to warrant a pleasant response from Jesus. Jesus responded by saying, he shall be with me in paradise. Some theologians say paradise is the place reserved for the Old Testament saints kept until the ascension of the risen Christ. Other theologians say paradise is indeed another name for the current heaven until the new heaven and the new earth are formed after rapture and judgment day. Either way, Jesus is with that man who made the choice to believe. Beloved, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do you have?
All right.
It depends on the choice you make.
That's right.
Either acknowledge that God is in control or consider a waste of time to trust God.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, But after all that I have seen and been through, I know better. I got to believe the awesome power of God in Christ, who paid the price on Calvary, and he still carried me through. There are three main reasons as to why most of us may find it difficult to make the choice of believing God at his word. Such reasons include circumstances, peer pressure, and unanswered questions. With permission of the Holy Spirit, I'd like to start with circumstances. Biblical faith requires us to look beyond what we see with the physical eye. Biblical faith requires us to see beyond what we physically see. In other words, we see this, we see that, but we fail to really see what God is doing behind closed doors. For example, I grew up feeling not so good about myself because I have speech impairment, I can't hear, blah, blah, blah. But I step aside in faith and realize if I did have everything that I want, I hope I won't, but I don't think I will have Jesus. That I have.
Yeah.
I might go to church, but that's about it. I might just go for Easter or Christmas.
All right.
But because of what I've been through,
yes.
Jesus is the air I breathe. Yeah. That's just me. That's just me. Now, talked about circumstances. There are 1,001 verses I can grab from the Word of God about the subject of faith. But I want to stick with Bubba. I want to stick with Bubba. I like this guy. Look at him. He's about to lose his life on the cross with no hope of a miracle. And yet he showed not to agree with Rufus. He showed to look at Jesus with a faith that says, Lord, remember me. You know what's funny? Bubba had more faith than Peter did walking on the water. Okay. Because while Peter was looking at Jesus, he got distracted by the circumstances around him. As a result, he began to sink, yelling at Jesus for help, even though Jesus was right in front of him. That was Peter. Bubba, on the other hand, he saw the end of his life. Crowd of people throwing stuff at him. The failure of his life. And yet, he didn't allow circumstances to determine whatever left of his destiny. He looked unto Jesus and said, Lord, remember me. And the Lord said, I got you. Secondly, we made choices due to peer pressure. Peer pressure. When I say peer pressure, I do not mean just for teenagers and the crack house. I'm talking about all of us who are afraid to offend our friend and family, who are, let's face it, mostly unbelievers. Please understand, some people find it just easier to go with the flow. Instead of against the tide. Some people just find it easier to go with the flow instead of against the tide. I used to be one of those people. But I found out that by joining myself spiritually and mentally with folks like Rufus, I am giving them too much power over my life and destiny. Instead of saying, "You're right, Rufus, we are doomed." So yeah, Jesus, prove yourself, man. Bubba said, "Hush." He said, "Rufus, hush. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're talking about." Then he looked at Jesus and said, "Remember me when you get to the kingdom you are talking about, the kingdom you speak of." Now, when you move in that kind of faith, Jesus rewards you by instructing the Holy Spirit to tell you the same thing he told Bubba. "I got you. I got you. You're struggling with bills. I got you. You're not happy at home or at work. I got you. You're feeling lost and alone. I got you. You are frustrated and cannot see hope. I got you. You feel betrayed and cast down. I got you. Yes, you may have messed up, but I got you. He who began a good work in you shall complete it unto the day of judgment." Beloved, I got you. Lastly, there is an issue of unanswered questions. Even though I'm a believer, I still have unanswered questions. It's normal. It's normal to have question after question after question while walking in faith. And yes, sometimes they be so overwhelming that it feels tempting to just put away the faith in God and just walk away and do your own thing. Bubba must have had a lot of questions, a lot of questions in his head.
Yeah,
that's right. As his life flashing before his eyes. But yet, he must have realized one of two things. Either he knew that no matter what answers he got, it would not matter, since Jesus himself had all the answers he needed. Or he knew that no matter what answers he would get, they would not satisfy him. So, beloved, yes, there is no shame in having questions. As long as you remember that no matter how many answers, it does not matter how many answers you get, you will never be satisfied. Because what happened is, once you get this answer, you're going to have another question.
Yeah.
You get the answer to back up that first
question. Yeah.
And again, and again, and again. And it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And that destroys the system of faith that God had put in your spirit. So be careful. No matter how many answers you get, you will never be satisfied.
That's right.
Therefore, do not allow them to become bigger than your faith.
Amen.
I got two choices. Either I acknowledge God in control or consider a waste of time to trust God in Christ. Like Bubba, I must maintain my faith by not allowing circumstances, peer pressure, and unanswered questions to determine my fate. Through it all, I look up to the holy hill of Zion and have a little talk with Jesus and ask him, Lord, please remember me. Jesus is the real deal. For the ancient scriptures of the Old Testament testified of the coming Messiah. Yeah. He turned out to be Jesus, the Christ, who was announced by angels and witnesses in the New Testament 600 years after the prophecy of Isaiah and Jeremiah. Okay. He was announced by angels and witnesses in the New Testament to be the Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with you. This is the gospel. This is salvation. This is the foundation of all hope. For he has paid the price on the cross, on Calvary. The foundation is further solidified by the fact that he died and rose up on the third day, conquering life and death. Therefore, we who are believers can conclude with a joyful heart that by his resurrection and by his grace, we are given the power to believe. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to persevere. Yes. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to walk by faith and not by sight. Yes. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to look unto the holy hill of Zion, where cometh our help. Yes. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to be of sound mind and spirit. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to ask and we shall receive. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to achieve great things. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to face tomorrow with our heads held up high. By his resurrection and grace, we are given the power to get up every morning with a glad heart and say, the best is yet to come. By his resurrection and grace, we have the power to resist the idea that God is not in control. But we have the power to say, Lord, remember me. Please remember me when I forget myself. Remember me when I am lost and can't find my way around. Remember me when I fail to do right. Remember me when I get confused. Remember me when I get so overwhelmed with life. Remember me the next time I stretch out my hand and say, I need thee. Remember me. Because I know you have all power. All power. In the words of Pastor Wood's good friend, Reverend Arthur Matthews, who preached here 4 months ago, we can trust the Lord because he got all power. All power. All power. So Rufus and people like Rufus, I'm sorry, life has been hard. But I'm a side with Bubba on this one. And trust the Lord in spite of my circumstances, in spite of my peer pressure, in spite of my unanswered questions. I got two choices. I'll just look up and ask the Lord to simply remember me. Yeah. Remember me. And if I be still, and keep my hand, and my nose clean, I can hear him whisper, I got you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.